So a company just hit a $1 billion valuation by building an AI that works like a junior software engineer, not an autocomplete tool, not a chatbot that spits out Stack Overflow answers, an actual agent that takes a task, breaks it down, writes the code, runs it, hits an error, reads the error, fixes it, and ships the thing, and investors are absolutely losing their minds over it. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one, and this one I genuinely think is a turning point, not a trend. The company is called Cognition. Their flagship product is an autonomous coding agent called Devin. And this week, Forbes dropped their 2026 AI 50 list, and Cognition is on it, valued at around $1 billion, categorized not as an AI assistant, not as a chatbot, but as an AI coding agent. That distinction matters more than it sounds. Here's the thing. For the last few years, AI coding tools have been glorified autocomplete. You type half a function, GitHub Copilot finishes it. You paste an error into ChatGPT, it tells you what went wrong. Useful? Absolutely. Transformative? Kind of. But fundamentally, you were still the engineer. The AI was the really smart keyboard. What Cognition and systems like Devin are doing is something categorically different. You give it a task in plain English, build me a web app that does X, and then it goes to work. It breaks the task into subtasks. It searches documentation. It writes the code. It spins up an environment, runs tests, reads the error logs, debugs, iterates. It uses real developer tools, a shell, a code editor, Git, package managers. It's not generating a static snippet for you to copy paste. It's doing the job. Here's where it gets interesting. These agents maintain what are called long-running projects. They don't forget what they built yesterday. They can pick up where they left off across sessions. That's the jump from toy to tool. And the implications for how software gets built? I think they're massive. One engineer plus a few of these agents can realistically own what used to be a whole small team's workload. Scaffolding services, wiring APIs, writing boilerplate, generating tests, the boring, time-consuming stuff that eats half a sprint. Suddenly, that's delegated. Startups can stay leaner for longer, spending more on compute and less on headcount for routine implementation work. But here's my actual hot take. The bigger story isn't even about developers, it's about the people who aren't developers. Because if an agent can take a plain language description and ship a working MVP, suddenly a product manager, a data analyst, a doctor who knows exactly what internal tool their clinic needs but can't write a line of Python, they can build things. We're moving from AI assist coders to AI lets domain experts ship software. That is a different world. And honestly, I think this changes everything slowly, then all at once. But here's the thing, while everyone was watching the Cognition valuation and the Forbes list, something else was happening quietly in the background. And it's actually the more uncomfortable conversation. Because if autonomous coding agents are real and the money says they are, then the question that follows immediately is what happens to software engineering as a career? Now, before anyone throws their laptop, let me be precise. The argument isn't that engineers disappear, the argument is that the role transforms fast. The developers who thrive in this new world aren't the ones who can write the most boilerplate the fastest. They're the ones who can think like architects, who can define a system structure, model the data correctly, catch the edge cases an agent will miss, do the security review on code that a machine shipped at 3 in the morning. Human developers become reviewers, product thinkers, the people who supervise the agents and own the outcomes. That's still valuable work, but it's different work. And the transition period, the gap between now and when teams have figured out how to actually integrate this, that's going to be messy. And if you're thinking, wait, didn't the industry spend the last 2 years saying AI would augment developers, not replace them? Yeah, they did. And that's still technically true. But augment is doing a lot of heavy lifting in that sentence when the augmentation is a system that can own a feature end to end. The VCs are already drawing the line. They're distinguishing between generic LLM wrappers and deep agentic platforms, the ones tightly integrated with your repo, your infrastructure, your CI/CD pipeline. The former is a feature, the latter is a company, and right now the latter is where the billion-dollar bets are going. Quick hits before we go. Anthropic has been quietly expanding Claude's ability to use computer interfaces directly, which puts them firmly in the agentic race, too. Google is reportedly integrating deeper coding agent capabilities into their developer suite, because of course they are. And someone on Reddit pointed out that we've gone from AI that writes code to AI that runs code to AI that ships code in about 18 months, which, when you say it out loud, is genuinely wild. So here's the thread connecting all of this today. Autonomy, that's the word. AI is moving from suggesting to doing, from assisting to owning, and the capital. The Forbes lists, the unicorn valuations, they're all pointing in the same direction. The question isn't whether autonomous AI agents become a normal part of how software gets built. That ship has sailed. The question is how fast, and whether the humans in the loop are ready to play a different role than they're used to. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.